We have Vanessa O'Loughlin on the line. Vanessa, are you there?
Hi, Morgan. How are you?
How are you? Good to talk to you again. We just spoke with Owen Moore from TN2 and the Trinity Film Review, all about student journalism and how journalism can offer people a way out of a creative writing slump.
Sure.
In terms of other types of writing, your website writing.ie seems to have nearly everything that a writer needs. Is there anything on there that could probably help someone out of a similar kind of predicament? Clubs
definitely.
Or groups?
Actually, there's a couple of articles about writer's luck, and it's touched on a couple of different places. But I think writing anything really is key if you're in a bit of a slump. And blogging can be a fantastic way of just doing something really different, doing something sort of, if it's fiction that you're writing and the fiction's not working for you, maybe writing some non-fiction can get you moving again. Did you talk to him much about, was he talking about writing the fiction end of writer's block?
Well, he was, I think, struggling to find a kind of a voice, and he was also struggling with the workload in third level. And for him, anyway, at least, journalism was the perfect place to just get writing. I mean, he was a big fan of deadlines and so on, and of course he was talking about creative writing itself is just you, yourself, and the wall.
That's for sure. Yeah, no, it's actually, he's dead right. It's a great way. I think the key is just to keep writing and make sure you keep writing, because for a lot of people, if you get stuck, if you stop writing, that can be absolutely fatal, because sticking to that writing routine is really important. I think if people are stuck in fiction, one thing they can do is go back to where it was working. If they're trying to write fiction and it's just not happening for them, the key thing is to go back to where it was working, because generally speaking, you've made a wrong turn. It might be that a character's done something that's out of character, or somebody said something, a piece of dialogue that just isn't typical of that character at all. And although it felt okay at the time, what it's done is led you down a path that you can't really follow, if you like. So the key advice I give to people who are struggling like that really is to go back to where it was working and sort of unknit it, if you like, and start again and try and move forward.
Oh, okay,
again.
Yeah, that's a brilliant tip. I've never considered that. So maybe just rewind a week before, where you were reaming out 2,000 words a day or whatever
exactly,
it is. Yeah.
Exactly, go back to where it was working, because generally speaking, it's your subconscious mind, you see, battling against the conscious mind, and you're trying to write merrily away and keep moving your story forward, but your subconscious mind knows that you've taken a wrong turn there, and it generally is to do with character and somebody doing something that's out of character that wouldn't be typical for them. And so that's the key thing. Absolutely.
Okay, excellent. You mentioned there were some articles on writing.ie. I mean, you're part of a publishing consultancy firm. Do you come across writer's block a lot from, in the full spectrum of writers, from amateurs to professionals?
Yeah, what we do find is people quite often come to us because they've been writing away merrily and then they've got stuck and they can't see why, or they've run out of steam, or they just need some direction. I have a lovely lady who came to me with a book a little while ago, and it was a really, really strong story, but there was nearly too much story. It had a really, really strong subplot. And although she hadn't realised at the time until we started talking about it, the subplot was really fighting the main plot, and the subplot needed a book of its own, and that's what she ended up doing. She sort of took the two apart, and it worked really well in the end. Because sometimes you just need... usually what happens with writers is actually you sort of know what the problem is deep down, but sometimes somebody has to say it to you for the penny to drop. And so brainstorming your plot, which is, I love doing that with people, having just, talking through a plot on the phone with somebody, is a great way of, getting to the nitty-gritty and saying, am I going in the right direction? What could happen here? You want lots of conflict in fiction, and lots to be happening in your story. So, having a chat to somebody about it and making sure that you've got all the key elements in there, it can be really useful.
You mentioned brainstorm a plot. Can you, if I was trying to write a novel, could I sit down and brainstorm on my own? I mean, unwrap what I want to do, where I want to do. Do you need another person in the room to do that?
No, I think you can do. I mean, most writers would do it themselves, and I think things like mind maps are really useful. Where you start off with maybe a key event happening and write it down in the middle of the page, and then do lots of arrows and circles, and write your characters around the edge. So mind mapping is a really, really good technique when it comes to sort of brainstorming fiction, because it isn't really a linear process. The story is very much there's a process involved, and change, being open to change as well, not being really stuck in a particular with a particular character.
Okay, yeah, no, that's good. Yeah, good tip, definitely.
So, I mean, you know, if you've got a character name that maybe isn't working particularly well, be prepared to change them, you know, and try a few things until you get it right, because sometimes it does take a few goes.
Yeah, absolutely. And you just briefly mentioned blogging earlier in our conversation, and after the break here, I'm gonna have a long discussion about an up and coming blogger, I suppose, or I'm not even sure of the rhetoric to use. I'm really excited to talk about that. But it's getting really big now, isn't it? Would that be something that you would see a lot of people, whether blogging just purely for enjoyment or making money out of it, or blogging on the side of writing, or?
Well, blogging has all sorts of useful purposes. I mean, if you're a writer and you're trying to launch your career as a writer, a blog is a really useful way. It's a really useful shop window to have. And one of the things that happens if a manuscript lands on an editor's desk and the editor quite likes it, the first thing they're going to do is Google you to find out a bit more about you. So a blog is a really useful shop window from that perspective. It's a great way of building an audience. Because at the end of the day, book business is all about sales, and the more contacts you have, the better. And everybody, you know, loves people who've got lots and lots of contacts. So a blog is a great way to build an audience. There's a lovely girl called Hazel Gaynor who wrote a book called The Girl Who Came Home, which is a story about the Titanic. And she started her career off, she actually did a workshop with me many years ago, and she started off blogging. She'd been made redundant, and she really just wanted to get into the whole writing scene. And so she set up a blog called Hot Cross Mum. I don't think Hot Cross Mum's there anymore, but it was a parenting blog, and she did really well.
Great title, yeah.
It was good, yeah. And you know, you can monetize blogs, so you can make money at them. You know, through advertising and through affiliate sales and that type of thing. So it's a whole online world. I suppose it gets you out there.
Yeah, but what about more old-fashioned things? The lost art of letter writing. That's something. I mean, I'd love to write letters, but I just don't do it. There's no need for it. I mean, I write plenty of emails now, but.
Well, it's really interesting you should say that, because I was speaking to somebody the other day who, it's an Italian company, a startup company called Memoirs. We had an article about them on writing.ie, and they actually have devised a way, an app, where you can actually collate all your emails or Facebook posts or WhatsApp conversations, and you can put them into a book, so they can be preserved. Because that's the thing, some people write fantastic emails, and I think particularly for people who are away, when I was chatting to her the other day, I was saying it's great, particularly for Irish people, you know, maybe a daughter or a son is away at university, maybe in another country, or maybe they're living in America or Australia or wherever they might be, you know, the correspondence with their parents, the daily stuff that maybe goes backwards and forwards, would be lovely to keep and preserve in a book. And so they've developed this app, so you don't actually have to cut and paste every single email, you just have to, you know, fill in the bits, the blanks in on their form, and it all magically happens, and they can put it all together into a book.
Yeah, because they will be very valuable, won't they? I mean, if you think, I know from my experience in college, I mean, when you're studying a guy like whoever, Joyce or Beckett or something, like all people spend lives, you know, kind of searching through the letters that these guys wrote to friends and family and stuff. So actually, letter writing can actually, I mean, if we talk about writer's block, it can be very valuable, just writing a letter or an email.
Absolutely, and it's a great way. I mean, I think writing anything is important. And if people are struggling, and maybe they're struggling with a bit of fiction, the thing to do is just try and write something that's a bit different. And it might be that you want to write a piece about the same characters. You know, you want to stick with your project because you don't want to leave it alone. You could write something from a different character's point of view, or in a different tense, or, you know. And the most important thing, I think, is not to set yourself impossible objectives. So just say to yourself, right, well, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to write 200 words. And on anything, it could be a blog post, it could be a letter. Letters are wonderful. They're wonderful to receive, I think.
Yeah,
so lovely to get a really nice letter in the post these days, because it happens so rarely. So absolutely, key is just to keep at it.
Yeah, and just coming up to the Christmas season now, hopefully we can inspire a couple of people to go out and write a few letters now.
Absolutely.
Perfect example.
Nice writing paper, a lovely pen, nothing nicer.
What I would say, one of the main things, if anybody listening is suffering from writer's block, there's one place where you can go for a few ideas, and that's writing.ie.
Tons of articles on there. On everything, actually. All the efforts for writing.
Yeah, so. Brilliant, Vanessa. Vanessa O'Loughlin, it's great to have you on. It's always a pleasure.
Good to talk to you, Morgan. Listen, on a dreadful wet day too, so I said there's a lot of people listening.
Yeah, let's hope so, yeah. Vanessa, all the best. I'll talk to you again.
Take care.
You too. That was Vanessa O'Loughlin, founder of Writing.ie and the Inkwell Group publishing consultancy firm.